this was a big deal. I mean, it was a PNC Park press conference with all the brass there. Big deal. A really big deal, I think. Good morning to you. Good Friday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or hockey, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins where you found this fine program. The team introduced, I'm going to take my time here and make sure that I pronounce this name correctly, or at least attempt to, Jun Seok Shim. He is an 18-year-old out of South Korea. He was about to be the number one overall pick in the KBL's draft over there. He instead chose to make himself eligible for Major League Baseball, and he has signed with Pittsburgh. He is seen, depending on the people doing the rankings, as either the 10th or 12th best international prospect in the class this year. He can already throw a fastball into the upper 90s. He's occasionally hit triple digits. He's got a good curveball, a good changeup, and he's 18. So all of this would figure to be pretty exciting stuff. If he were a draft pick, meaning the regular old MLB draft, and he was able to do that sort of thing, and depending on where it is that he'd actually slot, meaning with all the other guys, would he be a third rounder? Would he be a fifth rounder? Would he be a first rounder? Depending on the caliber of the player. It's just so hard to even speculate at that sort of thing, though there are experts who attempt to. But if he were that, we would be talking probably a little bit more about it. In the international pool in baseball, everything just seems to end up as a footnote. You know, no matter what it is that you're doing, I had exclusive reporting for the equivalent of several lifetimes, it felt like, although it was only a few months, on the Pirates' pursuit of Miguel Sano, on other international pursuits they've had, some successful, some not, some controversial, some boring. And I could still only ever get this really tiny band of diehards interested in that stuff. The main reason for it is that you don't ever see these guys. They never become real. And even when they do, they sneak up on you. They're not the guys you would have expected. I once made a week-long trip to the Dominican Republic, had unbelievable access to the processes, the way the Pirates were conducting business down there, the way they ended up getting guys signed just by writing checks on sand lots, meeting with their parents, meeting with their buscones, which is what they call their agents who aren't really agents, but kind of get to know them from the time they're extremely young children. And I ended up doing this really long, sweeping newspaper piece on a kid who, about a year and a half later, had become a dentist. Like, he wasn't a thing, you know? He just said, eh. He took his money, which I believe was $18,000 or something like that, which in the Dominican is like, it's unimaginable for someone to write you a check like that, unless it's for baseball. And he took it, he invested it, helped his family, and started fixing people's teeth. Meanwhile, another kid that I met on that same trip, who was just invited to tag along so that he could see how the American reporter does his business, turned out to be Starling Marte. So you just don't ever know. But look, it's always worth applauding whenever the team is making a significant effort and backing it with real funding. And in Shim's case, he got a $750,000 signing bonus, which isn't nothing. That's actually more than what half of the 2023 Pittsburgh Pirates will be getting paid, believe it or not. So between that, an expanded scouting network, expanded travel, expanded analytics to take all of this information that gets accumulated and process it into something useful, all of this has happened under Ben Cherington. And when you see someone like Charrington and like his assistant, Steve Sanders, at this press conference, and they have their chests out a mile, there's a reason for it. They feel genuinely good about it. These are wins for them. And I'm sharing this primarily today to try to describe the seeming canyon, the chasm that exists between the way people inside 115 Federal think and the way, I wouldn't even say common fans, I would say all fans think. They see these guys acting and sounding like they're really smart and saying things like, we're really getting better, we're getting better every day. And we don't see it because they just got swept by the Cardinals or they got their brains beaten out in Milwaukee. But this is the stuff that they work on year round, and every one of them individually is a W. And yes, I'm also one of the people, the many people, that made fun of them, and rightly so, for that high-fiving scene when they won the draft lottery. Because I didn't like that in the context that they had to lose 201 games over 2 years to qualify for it. But to them, in their world, you know, it's a small triumph, just like bringing this player over here from the other side of the planet and showing him PNC Park and having him walk onto the mound, which he did yesterday. All of that's just a, wow, we can't believe we made this thing happen. We've been chasing after this kid since dot, dot, dot. That's a real thing in the baseball world. And when you look at the fact that the Pirates have signed three such players over the last couple of years, all guys in the top, again, 10 or top dozen. And the only other big league team that's pulled that off is the billion-dollar Dodgers. That's, you know, it is something. It is something. Now, get back to me in 5 or 6 years, and we'll see if this kid's going to become a dentist or not. When we come back, J1Q. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. Today's J1Q comes from Joe, and it might be the best we've ever gotten. Joe says, look, just pay the man his money. I'm so totally there, Joe. Like, I don't even have anything left to add on to it, but I just loved the intonation so much that there's no way I wasn't going to choose it and share it. I want to be wherever the people are who are looking at some of these other moves and even stuff like the Shim signing that's going to, you know, mean absolutely nothing or maybe mean something a few years down the line and get excited. And find hope, not just for, you know, a couple of years from now when the Altoona Cavalry arrives, for right now. For right now, with Andrew McCutchen back in the fold, Jack Suwinski out there in the outfield, and put Brian Reynolds out there. But don't put him out there because we have him under contract and he's required to blah, blah, blah. No, man, get it done. Get it done. Allow everybody who's observing this team in one capacity or another to breathe for once. If you get that done, what do you think the next thing is going to be? Well, now they got to get O'Neill Cruz done. Well, okay, you're going to get that only the first time Cruz homers in 2023. Everyone's going to be reminded that, oh no, his rights are only held for another 6 years. Got to sign him long term. Right now, all that matters for this team is getting Reynolds done. It really does. I don't want to hear, and they're going to say it until they're collectively blue in the face, that he has to honor his contract. That doesn't work at a Target, and it's not going to work in this setting. It's just not. Reynolds has pride. Reynolds isn't someone who's going to take the field and pout and stomp or anything else. But there is a difference. Anyone will tell you there's a difference between being fully invested in a process, in believing in a process, in believing in the people around you, in believing in the clubhouse. If I hadn't already experienced 3 years of this terrific young man being exactly that guy, I wouldn't even be bringing this up with you. But he is that guy. He never just focuses on himself. I've told you guys here on this very program many times the story of how he correctly identified Suwinski way back in Bradenton, pointed to him across the room and said, look at that guy. See him? That's going to be Josh Hamilton for us. I'm like, get out of here. Like, I didn't even know who it was. Next thing you know, he comes straight up from Double A and smokes 19 home runs as a rookie. That's not an observation that's made by someone who's just thinking about themselves. He did this sort of thing all the time. He got more excited when Luis Ortiz was called up, I think, than Ortiz did, because he saw what Ortiz could bring to the whole team. Get this done. Stop being cheap. Stop worrying about precedent. Get this done. I appreciate the non-question that you sent. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. You lunatics. Let's do this again next Monday.